Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Morena! Hey, nice to have you back.
Morena! It still has my name.
Sorry, we've got a different one for Zoe, so we swap them in and out depending on who's in the hot seat this morning. But it's good to see your face on the other side of the desk.
Oh, it's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, just a flying visit.
We trip back before you go.
To Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Going to the Edinburgh Fringe, which
very
will be
exciting.
Wild. So I'm sleeping
cool.
Now.
Yeah, catch up on your sleep now and then just go at it when you're over there.
Yes.
Hey, what's good in theatre at the moment? What's happening out there?
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. Just got to Auckland on Wednesday. But through the grapevine, I've got three things I want to talk about. And I also thought that I've got one theatre show, a dance show, and then a gallery exhibition. So it could be more of an arts corner.
An arts corner this morning.
Well, how do you feel
us,
about that?
Yeah.
That sounds great. Hit us.
So the first one, which is on at the basement, is called Power. I don't know if Zoe talked about this last week.
No.
And it's a work in celebration of synchronized dance moves and emotional feminist rants.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Sign me up. And I love it. This is the first line of their blurb. It says, "We were told pop music is not real music, that it's trashy, unsophisticated, and definitely not cool. We think this is bullshit."
Definitely not cool. I love the sort of grumpiness in the undertone there.
Absolutely. And it's got a really cool all-female cast, and it just says it'll be brutal, unapologetically honest, riotously angry, and fucking fun.
That sounds like a good time all round then. So that's called Power. And
it's called Power, and it's on at the basement, and it's the 16th to the 20th of July, so you've still got a couple more days to catch it.
Nice.
And it's at 8 o'clock, and it's between $20 and $28.
Beautiful.
Sliding scale. Gotta love it.
The next show that I want to talk about that I haven't seen, but I'm absolutely about to throw all my money on a goddamn ticket, is Orchids at Kew Theatre.
I've heard lots of people talking about Orchids. It sounds absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
The Auckland Theatre Twitter is absolutely exploding. And it's got seven performers. It's made by a woman called Sarah Foster Sproul, who's amazing. And all of the score is done by Eden Mulholland. Mm. And it contemplates the conflict and catharsis of females at different stages of their lives, especially the significance of intergenerational relationships, seeking to unveil them in beautiful and mysterious ways.
Ooh.
You can also buy a 10-trip pass for Tempo Dance Festival.
Sounds good. Sounds very good.
And that's on at Kew Theatre. And, I can't even tell you the reviews that have come out about the show. Like, people are like, it changed my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I think when dance is really, really impactful, it hits people in a different way, because I think a lot of people, you know, will go to the theatre, they'll go to a gig or something. Mm. Contemporary dance tends to sort of fall down a lot of people's lists.
Yes.
But it's amazing. And we've got so many fantastic practitioners in Aotearoa that, you know, it's something you should really be throwing your money at, throwing your support behind. And Orchids, as you're saying, showcases a bunch of people who are out there really doing it at the moment.
Yeah. These are the people that involved. It's got Marianne Schultz, Katie Burton, Rose Philpott, Jara Raja Wasalasa, Joanne Hoban, Tori Manley Tapu, and Ivy Foster. So
fantastic.
Sign me up. And that's in the Rangatira, and it's on at 8:30. And actually, the closing night is today's Friday, eh?
No. Today is Friday.
No, it's on again tomorrow.
Okay, all good, guys. You got time. And what's your third thing you've brought us up this morning?
So the third thing I want to talk about is actually in a gallery. And so I'm one half of Nopsis's Clothing. And if you haven't heard of Nopsis's Clothing, we're a social enterprise that make T-shirts. And then every T-shirt has a corresponding charity that it donates to.
Oh, cool.
So we donate to New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation, Wellington Sexual Abuse Help, the Sexual Abuse Prevention Network, Eating Disorder Association of New Zealand, Sustainable Coastlines. I should know the other
and
two
the,
off the top
the,
of my
and
head.
And another two. Very good
and
one.
The other two.
It's been a wild morning.
And Youthline.
There we go.
And
another charity.
Incredible charity that I should absolutely know. But we got invited by the Gus Fisher Gallery, which is on Shortland Street down in town, to go and have an exhibition, because they've got a huge exhibition on around sustainability.
Awesome.
And artists responding to the climate crisis. And as a clothing label, who I guess we kind of I mean, Sustainable Coastlines is one of our major charity partners that we work with and donate to. And so they invited us to come and have an exhibition there. It's called Call Me Trash, which is crossed out, and then it says fashion.
Nice.
Yeah, so come and check that out. We had a panel discussion last night with Shelley Butt from Sustainable Coastlines, Amanda Chapman, who made this, the Auckland Tool Library, and Chloe Swarbrick, Queen of the Greens.
What a fantastic lineup of women.
It was such a good lineup. And it was a really cool discussion. And I think it's interesting, like, because we're talking about the climate crisis and everyone there is really willing to engage with that dialogue and with that rhetoric. Yeah. Like, half of the conversation was kind of going like, yeah, like, we all agree in this room, in this absolute left-wing greeny bubble in an art gallery in Auckland.
Yeah.
Like, how can we get...
Get the message out. How do we make it work?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, that sounds like an amazing project. So that's running at the moment. People can go
it's
and check it out.
At the moment, you can come. We're selling. We've made a range of recycled leather jackets, and we've had them embroidered.
Fantastic.
And I guess upcycled is probably the correct word.
Nice.
And you can, and each one is named after a person who's contributed in an incredible way to either sexual abuse prevention or the climate. Helping out the climate or sustainability or animal welfare or something like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so
that sounds like a great cause. Thanks, Johanna, for bringing those up this morning. So there's the Power at Basement Theatre.
Orchids,
which is at Rangatira Q Theatre.
Yes, and Nope Sisters exhibition, which is at the Gus Fisher Gallery.
Fantastic. Lovely to have you back up. Have a fabulous time in Edinburgh.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.
Certainly.